Hey, what's up, Pats fans? I'm Romeo. Hurricane Sandy was rough on everybody this past week, but the Patriots are back in town. We got a lot of football and fun coming your way. Have a look at what's coming up on today's show.
The Pats stormed over St. Louis, and now it's time for the calm after the storm. Tavon Wilson may be new around New England, but that doesn't stop him from putting someone on blast.
She actually learned how to text message. She was kind of real bad at it.
Matthew Slater is no rookie in the NFL. He shows us that even pro football players may not have always been the coolest cats.
We get called Steve Urkel.
And we're introducing you to the Pats' lucky charm, Pat Patriot.
Let's go.
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Tavon Wilson is in his rookie season here with the Patriots, and let me tell you, when he stepped on the pro field for the first time, he was rocking a much different look than he had in college. Took a little something off the top. Actually, he took a lot something off the top. You'll see what I mean. Let's get to know this defensive back a little bit better. Sean has got him now. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Hey, Romeo. I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and joining me today are a group of students from Lemonster High School. Guys, put your hands together for defensive back Tavon Wilson.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Tavon.
Hi.
So this is your first season in the NFL. What was it like when you were drafted? What went through your head when you were drafted by the Patriots?
It was exciting. Probably the most exciting moment in my life to get an opportunity to come here and play, with the great organization. Great players, and just get an opportunity to play in the NFL was one of my lifelong dreams.
Who's your celebrity crush? Like, who do you think's like hot?
I actually think Beyonce is real hot.
Who would you idolize as a kid?
I grew up watching Michael Jordan. As a football player or any sports player, you want to be the greatest, and I feel like Michael Jordan's one of the greatest ever at his sport.
Now, you had really long hair in college. What happened? You buzzed it all off.
I just thought it was time for a change. When you get up here, obviously, football is still a game, but now it's your job. So I just wanted to approach it that way and give it a new look.
Do you miss it?
Nah, not really.
Did you escape the rookie haircut? Is this why you cut
no,
it?
No, I actually did get the rookie haircut. Actually, yeah, it was pretty bad. It was like right after camp, everyone had to do it. So, it was kind of fun. Everybody been through it, so it's something that everybody just kind of go along with.
What did it look like?
It was bad. It's just like they just like took patches out everywhere. and then after you had to like shave your head bald. So, it was kind of fun. It was fine.
What are your plans after football?
I feel like I want to give back and coach or do something with the game. I feel like it's so hard just to give the game up completely. So, you just got to be able to find something that you would like to do and be passionate with. And I feel like if I give back to kids and help them get to where I've been, then that'd be a lot. That'd be a success for me.
Who was your childhood role model?
I actually looked up to my grandmother. That's kind of weird. Actually, my grandmother's a big role in my life. I actually, looked up to her a lot and just how strong she was and how she carried herself. So, I just kind of try to follow her footsteps in that direction. It's being strong and, just doing everything I can to help people.
Are you close with your grandmother?
Yeah, I'm very close with her. I talk to her every day. She actually learned how to text message, so that's pretty cool that I don't have to talk to her on the phone all the time.
She can text, too.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you teach her?
No, she kind of learned on her own. She kind of been, trying over the years. She was kind of real bad at it, but now she's getting the hang of it.
All right, we're not done with Tavon Wilson yet. We'll be back with some health and fitness questions.
This week in Beyond the Bench, we meet a man with a larger-than-life personality and a larger-than-life head. Imagine going through life with a dome this big. You got to rest it real hard at night. You need an extra-large pillow just to rest that head. You'll see what I'm talking about. My man has never missed a game. I think he's Pat's biggest fan, always rocking the number one on his jersey.
And now, the New England Patriots mascot, Pat Patriot.
We'll be right back.
Morning, Pat. How you doing this morning?
Come on, Pat.
You guys made a pretty big mess last time, okay?
Yeah, I'm watching you.
Get back. Come over to the office for a minute.
Hey, Pat, how are you? I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding what you were typing, but you have to work on those typing skills. Can you go ahead and make me 272 copies of this and bring it back, please?
Come on! Woo! Get arms like me! Come on! Let's go!
Breathe in. Let it out. It's a great workout today, Pat. Namaste.
Let's go.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Tavon Wilson is letting out the secrets of what paved his way to the NFL.
I feel like I perform better.
And later, Professor Fritz is stirring up some madness. He's breaking down a couple of Sterling Moore's impressive plays from last season. Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Best part of Halloween this past week? No, it was not the costume. And I know y'all love my Robin Hood costume last week. I still rock those tights from time to time. It's the candy. I got more candy from trick-or-treating than I even know what to do with. Now, it's time to burn off some of those calories. I want to find out if my man Tavon's got any advice for me in staying totally fit. By the way, there's nothing wrong with a grown man trick-or-treating alone, is there?
All right, it's time now for some health and fitness questions. Tavon, tell me, what are some myths about staying fit?
I don't really know, because it's kind of different, you know, getting here and being on like kind of like a strict diet and stuff. Our nutritionists kind of get on me all the time about, you know, just eating the proper thing. So I'm just kind of learning as I go. You know, all this is different for me. And, you know, he stays on me about every meal. He's like, you don't have enough of this on your plate or that on your plate. So, I mean, it's kind of new for me. So I'm just kind of going along with it.
What's your favorite meal to eat before a game?
I like seafood. So any type of seafood. And, you know, I like potatoes. So potatoes and a green vegetable, mostly for me. And now he making me put fruit on my plate. So every time I eat a meal, I got to eat with fruit. So that's different.
What's your favorite healthy snack?
It's like these little bars that we have at the stadium are pretty good. I eat probably like 5 or 6 of them a day. So I kind of overdo it.
What's your favorite exercise?
I actually like doing like power cleans and, you know, explosive type lifts, especially before a game, just to get your body going probably like a day before, do an explosive lift and, I mean, have your body feel like, you know, you're ready to go play.
Has your diet changed a lot from college to the pros?
Yes, most definitely. In college, you know, you just kind of go grab anything that you can get your hands on because you're always on the move. But, you know, it's certain things that serve here at the stadium that we eat. So, you know, we don't have time to run out to go to McDonald's or nothing like that. So everything is right there for you. I mean, it's a lot better for you, so that's good.
Are there any tips you have for these guys in terms of their workout routine? They're on the football team.
You just got to put everything into it, you know. If you put all you have into it, then you'll get a lot out of it, you know. If you don't put everything you have into it, then there's really no point in doing it. So, I mean, whatever you do, if it's school, football, whatever, just kind of put everything you have into it so you can get the most out of it.
What kind of food should you stay away from?
Probably more fried foods, you know. That's just my big thing. You know, I feel like the way I've been eating now has helped my performance so much. And I used to realize, like, when I was in college, I wasn't just performing as best I could because of the things I used to eat and kind of, like, the careless eating and stuff. But now that I actually pay attention to the things I eat and putting the best things I can into my body, I feel like I perform better.
All right, no fried food. Got it. He didn't say no Halloween candy, so we're good there. I'm sticking to the Halloween candy diet. Let's check in with everybody's favorite scientist, Professor Fritz, see what he's breaking down for us. It's time for How They Do That.
Hey, boys! Fritzy, Fritz, boys! Fritzy time! Fritzy, Fritzy, Fritzy time! It's science time! Speaking of time, do you remember one of the most memorable moments last year from the Patriots playoff run? Defensive back Sterling Moore's incredible coverage of Lee Evans in the AFC Championship game. His timing was impeccable. His impeccable timing allowed him to strip the ball from Evans and keep the Ravens out of the end zone. Then he made another amazing play, which forced the Ravens to attempt a field goal, and we all know how that ended. Wide, baby, Fritzy wide. Wide! A defensive back job in man-to-man coverage is to keep their target within arm's reach while maintaining eye contact with the football and the man they're defending. Moore does a great job of maintaining the appropriate space from his man so that he's able to reach in the last second and knock the ball away. Moore's arm creates a torque on the ball that is able to overcome the grip Evans has on the ball and thus creating the drop. Torque is an application of force on an object that tries to make it rotate on its axis perpendicular to that force. Where Evans made his mistake was not securing the ball quickly enough. To stop a drop or a fumble, a player must maintain an equal level of torque with the force the defender is applying to the ball. Think of holding a ball out in front of you. It does not take much torque to knock it out of your hands. Now hug the ball close into your body, and it becomes harder to knock it away. This is due to the fact that you cannot create the rotational force on the ball when it's secure to jar it away, while it's rather easy to do when it's not secured in tight. Hey! I don't think this thing is working. Hey, anyone know a watch maker? Think of watching warm-ups when a quarterback is throwing the ball on the sideline. The receiver usually catches the ball with his hands, then quickly puts it safely into the four-point carrying technique taught by the coach. Any coach teaches the runner to secure the ball with their fingers around the point of the ball, tuck the ball up against the rib cage. The ball rests upon the forearm, and the back point of the ball rests upon the biceps. This technique allows the player to prevent fumbles by balancing the torque put on the ball from the defender from any angle. Getting the ball high and tight almost guarantees that a defender will not be able to produce enough torque to strip the ball out. In this case, Evans did not get the ball into the four-point technique quickly enough, which allowed the ball to be batted out of his hands to the ground. There you go, it's all about the timing. If Moore waited one more second, he wouldn't be able to strip the ball out of Evans' hands before he's able to secure it. Evans could probably use my clock. Anyway, I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how you play DB in the NFL.
Next on Totally Patriots. The full moon last week may have affected our Pats players a little more than we'd like. Is Matthew Slater morphing into a whole new species?
My precious.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows? It all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants. The new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Matthew Slater has made a big impact with the team over his five seasons here. And this year, he's been named special teams captain for his second season in a row. Matthew's known as kind of a straight-laced guy, but I have a feeling he's going to break out of his shell. Clearly, he has leadership skills. So let's see if he can lead the Pats in getting tilted.
Uh,
I was bullied as a kid, got called Steve Urkel.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
You know, because I had glasses and maybe a high-pitched voice, just a tad. When it comes to Disneyland or Universal, I have to go with Disneyland. Because Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth. It's a small world after all, is my favorite ride in Disneyland. And it's just a magical place. Went on my first date there, you know, the fireworks flying off as a young man. Oh my! I guess I'm the only guy, the only 26-year-old NFL player who wears his glasses everywhere he goes. In the weight room, in the training room, in the meeting room. So I guess that's not exactly bold. My favorite movie are the three Lord of the Rings movies. Give you a little,
my precious.
Great movies, love them. I mean, how could you ask me that? I seem to be a collector of mouthpieces. I think I have like 7 or 8 mouthpieces in my locker from like years. So it's kind of disgusting because a lot of them are old and chewed up. Have I ever worn female clothing? I'm not answering that. I'd rather just say next. There may have been a time or two a cousin dressed me up. I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back. All show long, we've seen that these students know how to ask the questions. What happens when the roles are reversed? Can Nick handle the heat? Can he take the pressure of our gridiron gauntlet? Or will he get burned? Have a look.
All right, Nick. All right, if you get three or five of these questions right, you get win this hat signed by me, okay? We're going to start our questions easiest to hardest, okay? Wes Welker wears what number?
83.
Okay, got that one right. What's the name of the Patriots' home field called?
Gillette Stadium.
Okay. Which current player has been on the Patriots' roster the longest?
Vince Wilfork.
No. Tom Brady. What year did the Boston Patriots become the New England Patriots?
1993.
No. 1971. Wide receiver Deion Branch played for what other teams besides the Patriots?
Seattle Seahawks.
But you got three of the five right, so you win this hat signed by me.
Well, Sean, I'm glad you didn't get blown away in the hurricane.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, I lost power, and I'm getting really sick of candlelight dinners.
Annoying. Does the shower still work, though? Can you... Still clean? Okay. I just want to make sure the shower is still working, most importantly. The other stuff, the food, what about food?
Food, I actually stocked up for an entire month, so I think I'm good there.
Good. Did you buy mayo?
Of course. New England fans love their mayo.
Gerard mayo. Of course. Yeah, there you go.
Well, that brings us to our Twitter question. Christy wants to know, how many sandwich jokes does Gerard Mayo get in a week?
Hi, Christy. Thanks for the question. I probably get it 3 or 4 times a day. There's a lot of pranksters in the locker room. The best one I probably got... probably when I'm playing well on the field, you know, they say you can't hold the mayo. Ha ha, ha ha ha.
Hey, at least he's a good sport about the question. That's got to get annoying, the whole mayo thing. I always get that with the Romeo name. I always get the Juliet thing all the time. Never gets old.
Have you found her yet?
Still looking, by the way, if she's out there, if you're watching this morning,
let
me know.
You can tweet at us. Tweet at us. If you guys do want to get totally tweeted, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Totally Patriots. Tweet us your questions. New questions will be answered every week. Well, London called, the Pats answered.
They answered in a major way. How about Brady after last week securing the top spot for most passing yards in the league? That was impressive.
And we have a bye week this weekend, so the guys can catch up on their sleep. You can catch up on your beauty sleep.
On the beauty sleep. I need it. Listen, I need it. This doesn't come naturally, okay? This is many hours of sleep and preparation.
An extra hour this weekend for daylight
savings. I'll take it. Daylight savings. Here's a little interesting fact for you. Invented by a guy named George Hudson. He actually came up with the extra hour because he wanted more time to collect weird insects and bugs.
Who would have thought? An extra hour of daylight because of a passion for bugs.
What a life. What a life. All right, that's going to do it for us here, Shauna and I. We leave you with some highlights from the unbelievable win last week in London. Have a great week.
Bye, everyone.
Out here in London.
Fires to the end zone and it is caught. Touchdown, the Gronker. And he sacked. What a play by Chandler Jones. And off to the left, the lead is in. Touchdown. And he's going to be sacked.
Rob Ninkovich again.
And it is intercepted. Dennard came up with the interception. Fires pin, touchdown.
And this is number 85's breakout game as a New England Patriot.
Bangs into a man and keeps going. Oh, what a run by Stephen Ridley. Wow.